morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to hour two of the morning show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. James and Terry hanging out with you. We're going to have some fun this hour. We got some entertainment news coming up in a little bit. We'll be getting into a couple of other good ones. We're going to talk about this survey and what our favorite seasons are. Get into that. All those things coming up, along with an update on our schedule, good events going on in our area. We'll get an update about our United Way as well. But it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We know what that means. Time for the Pet of the Week with our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise joining us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm really great. Thanks. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks a lot for being here. I have a quick story for you, Denise, before we dive into our Pet of the Week and get an update from our Southwick County Humane Society. A family in Pennsylvania went on a mad trip, a road trip last month, and 100 miles in, they pulled over to the gas station, and that's when they realized that their cat, Ray Ray, was along for the ride. But he was not hiding inside the van. He was clinging to the roof. They had one of those soft cargo carriers on the roof, and Ray Ray was somehow holding onto the fabric of it while they were, you know, going down the highway like 70 miles an hour and everything. God. The family couldn't believe it. Ray Ray was unfazed. This cat was completely unfazed by all this. So they decided to just continue on and bring him along for an epic vacation, which included running a marathon in New Hampshire, and they went to New York to see Hamilton, and Ray Ray got to go for the whole trip.
Awesome. Wow.
I saw the picture of that when he was, you know, when they first, somebody snapped a, well, or they staged it, whatever. They snapped a picture, but it was hilarious because the cat's just like, you know, sitting there like, whatever.
What is this all about? Like, I love the idea of pets, like, not... What do you think they think when we leave, let alone when we leave for a long amount of time? It's not like they understand what vacation is or that we're going to work or anything like that. It's confusing. I love the idea of animals just, our pets think we just leave, but we're right outside the front door. Right. We don't really go anywhere.
You know, our neighbor's dog, he goes bonkers when they pull out their any suitcase.
Really?
Like, seriously. And he'll sit in, but he just gets so weird. And I'm like... He really thinks you guys are ditching him.
He knows, yeah. Wow.
Sam, my fur brother Sam, for me at least, I guess I don't know how much he does this to my parents, but for me, if I'm putting on my shoes, he's right there.
Oh, yeah.
He's right there immediately. Like he could be upstairs and somehow he's right there thinking we're going for a walk or something.
I think when we're leaving, our dog is like, oh, I get to go to the kennel. Okay. You know, yeah. I get to go to the hotel. He doesn't care.
Denise, how are things over at the shop? Things going well? I know construction is done over there and everything, so more settling down.
It is more settling down. They're actually doing gutters today, so we're kind of back in construction, but these are just final touches. But they're really going good. Thank you.
It's really good to hear. And another one of those things that one less thing for you all to worry about over
right.
there.
Right. Yeah. We don't need any more to worry about. We'd rather worry about the animals and getting them forever homes than, you know, downspouts and painting.
Yeah. Speaking of needs and things that might be, you know, on the docket and everything over there, are there some certain items that we could help out with more than others?
Cat litter and sensitive skin, sensitive stomach, dog food and cat food both. We have big needs for those.
Yeah. It goes a long way for these. And if you're getting something for your furry friend, if you can pick up an extra can or bag or something, it goes a long way for our Humane Society.
It does. Yes. Thank you.
Litter is another one of those things, too. I can never have enough of that. So food or litter, they're things that you're always going to need when it comes to our Humane Society. So.
Yes.
Denise, you have some events coming up next week as well. I wanted to touch on those.
Correct. Yeah. On Saturday the 25th, we will be at Milltown Coffee. From 8 to 10 a.m. We'll be at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Fall Festival from, I think it's 11 to 3. And Tractor Supplies having a trick-or-treat adoption pet appreciation event from 10 to 2 on that same Saturday. We will be all three.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah. And a shout out to all those organizations having you guys along for the ride and those events. That's really fun. You mentioned the Rafters. They're going to be joining us on Playmakers tomorrow talking about that fall event and everything.
Good.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I love that they do those kind of things.
Yeah.
And it's I appreciate those businesses and nonprofits, everybody having you guys over. But I want to also extend that back at you guys. And the way that we've seen this for many, many years with our Humane Society, pursuing these kind of events, looking for these kind of things.
Yeah.
I have worked at shelters where... a lot of great people, a lot of good people, a lot of good heart, a lot of good intentions, but they don't always either have the time or honestly think about doing things like that. I think that's very important for not only getting these animals adopted, which is the main goal, but certainly awareness for our Humane Society.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this community supports us so well. We really need to get back out. It means a lot for us to be in the community supporting the community and other nonprofits as well. So
it's a real team effort.
Yep, it is.
Denise, who is our pet of the week?
This week we're going with Lydia. She's also known as Bonnie. She was Bonnie when she first came in. She was our surprise mommy. Came in and we had no idea she was pregnant. As soon as we noticed, she went into foster. You know, a couple of days later, she had 9 puppies.
My gosh.
She did have her foster mom had her DNA run, and she is Rottweiler, Husky, and German Shepherd. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's medium-sized, and her temperament is spectacular. So if you're looking for a family dog, she's got medium amount of energy, so she's not like the hyper jump-up-and-down puppy-ish, but she's only 3. She's beautiful. So if you're in need, come and check her out.
Find out more about her, and she has her shots, and she's all set and ready to go?
Correct, yeah. She's spayed, microchipped, and all vaccinations up to date.
And beautiful cat. Yeah, she's very beautiful.
Yeah, yep.
And domestic short hair, looks like. Okay.
Yep.
So something else to keep in mind with this, and an animal that it feels like would be a perfect mate anywhere. A good friend to have over there anywhere you're going.
Yeah.
Be sure to find out more about her and all these other great animals. I would like to just throw one out there. Kimmy. Kimmy is a Siberian Husky mix. She is 7 years old. She's an older dog.
She is.
Beautiful coat, beautiful set of eyes on Kimmy.
She's gorgeous, and she talks up a storm. Typical Husky. Yep.
Yeah. Huskies are great for that. And, you know, I love Huskies of any age. I'm a sucker for Huskies.
Me too.
But older Huskies are some of the things that can keep people from adopting Huskies, they kind of have grown out of, for lack of a better way to put it.
True. Yeah. No, this one is all Husky all the time. Even she's older, she's got a good amount of energy, and, you know, came in as a stray along with her sister. So they're quite a pair.
Yeah, I can imagine. Find your new best friend, everybody, at the South Oconee Humane Society. If you are looking for interacting with animals and wanting to do more with them, or just do more volunteering or put into our community, keep that in mind as well with our South Oconee Humane Society. And, of course, be listening every Thursday for another new Pet of the Week. Denise, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You can get a hold of the Humane Society if you'd like. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can, of course, reach them on their Facebook page as well, and you can stop on by at 3621 64th Street North right here in Rapids, and be sure to follow them on their webpage, swchs.com. Get on over there, bookmark that page, and be listening every Thursday for another edition of the Pet of the Week from the South Oconee Humane Society. Thanks again, Denise.
Thank you.
Terry and I'll be back with more show coming up right here. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great day out there. Going to dive into some entertainment news, but real quick, want to be sure to cover, or just make sure to mention Denise again and our South Oconee Humane Society. Really appreciate them. Be listening every Thursday, top of the 10 o'clock hour. Denise joins us with our Pet of the Week. Also, of course, to any businesses out there, you'd like to, you know, help out your company. Best way to do it, attach yourself to a nonprofit, be a part of things, maybe sponsor the Pet of the Week or any of our stuff around here and see how much we talk about you. Diving into entertainment news, Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl sold a massive 4 million copies in its first week. The 4 million is in what they call the equivalent album units, which include both pure album sales and streaming activity. But most of that was in pure album sales, over 300,000 copies sold. But for both of those numbers are the largest weekly sums of the modern era going back to 1991. Adele's album 25 had previously held both records. This is also Taylor's 15th number one album that breaks her out of a tie with Drake and Jay-Z for the most number one albums by a solo artist. And Taylor is number two on the overall list behind only the Beatles, who have 19 chart-topping albums. Taylor also dominated the Hot 100 with some of her tracks from the album. And this is the first time every song on an album has topped the top 100 uninterrupted. And it's the third time Taylor has owned the entire top 10. In related news, she announced some upcoming top concerts or projects, a full concert film, and a behind-the-scenes docuseries on the Era Tour. Both will hit Disney Plus on December 17th.
Oh.
All of this going on at the same time that the only time I've heard Taylor Swift's name in the last couple of months is people mentioning that they don't like the album and that her star is falling. And yet I'm reading this, where she's breaking records and she's selling more albums than anybody has in history. I don't know. I don't know what you do with that, what you will, everybody. But I could not tell you one Taylor Swift song. I just don't. And that's not anything against her. It's just not my style of music. But as an outsider looking in at this, I don't know how you can't kind of like appreciate what she's accomplished. You know, there's a lot of things that you can say about a lot of artists, you know, here or there and stuff. And she is taking a lot of hits lately of, is she taking advantage of her audience? Is she is she doing money grabs? Some of these things. Well, first off, welcome to the pop music world. That's what artists do. But also, like, she's done this pretty much all herself.
For a long time. This isn't a fly-by-night kind of thing.
One of my, I feel very similar to Madonna. I know a lot of Madonna's music because I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and I've even got one or two songs that I like about Madonna. But I don't care if you like Madonna or not. I don't know how you can't respect what she's accomplished, being relevant for 5 decades in the music industry and pop culture. There are maybe literally a handful of artists that have done this. And what she's doing, what Taylor Swift is doing, reminds me quite a bit of that. Mm-hmm. Of, wow, she's on a roll here.
Yeah.
And it's impressive. And I find it funny that she gets happy. You know, she's her own words, she's never been happier in her life. She truly is madly in love with this guy. He's in love with her, all that. And that's when her fan base is going to get mad at her? Like, for being happy? Like, that seems, like, just cruel.
I don't know that it's her fan base that's mad at her. I feel like it's everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that just looks for something to be.
She has had a little bit of an issue with the fan base in the last year or so because of ticket prices. And there is a lot of pushback on this album. This album is very different than the other stuff she's done. But we're talking about, all right, first off, if she has 100 fans, we're talking about 5 or 10 of that 100 fan base. It's not like her, like, I think that, like a lot of things, it's overhype, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, people who are being negative about anything are the ones that are screaming the loudest.
Yeah, yeah. Credit to her, and a credit to Lainey Wilson, who shows up in I kind of combined these stories here about Lainey. Every Lainey Wilson fan knows, and even if you're not a fan knows, that she's kind of, you know, she's bell bottoms. That's her thing. She wears them a lot. But what about for her wedding? Lainey said they were asking her about her wedding and if she would wear bell bottoms during her wedding. Lainey said, maybe for the after party, maybe the reception. Lainey also says that she and her fiance, Duck Hodges, haven't decided on their wedding song, but it'd likely be something by Eric Church. She says, quote, Eric Church is the artist we kind of both bonded over.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty awesome. And I can also see that, right? Like, there's the wedding and the reception, and then there's some little gathering. That's when she, you know, it's kind of like the rest of us change into sweats. She changes into bell bottoms.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I've been to a lot of weddings where the bride and groom changed. I shouldn't say a lot. I've been to at least a couple where I know they have changed, or some for the reception and everything. I got to think that that's going to be a fun wedding. That's probably going to be a pretty darn good party. That if you could crash a wedding, that might be the one to crash.
It's not encouraged.
No. Well, and I imagine with that wedding, they're going to have quite a bit of security. So good luck trying to. I just mean
more. Or everyone will hear about it after. Yeah. There won't be a lot of, hype up to the day.
Well, and then there's this. Did you know that Lainey Wilson will be the first woman to host the CMAs solo since Reba McEntire back in 1991?
Oh, that's cool.
They just announced this a little bit ago. She'll be, it is her turn to host the CMA Awards.
Is that the one that's usually Brad and Carrie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning and her did this last year. Last year they co-hosted it together. So
okay.
Here's what she had to say. I tried to get them to let me do it last year, but they would not let me. They were like, whoa. We can't. You're going too far, because what Lainey wants to do is turn it into a roast. She wants to be able to roast her fellow country stars, and she wants them to be able to roast her and roast each other. She wants to turn the award show, the CMAs, basically into a roast. And they were like, no, you can't do that. So they kind of talked her out of it, in theory. It's a live show, though, so we'll see what happens.
Well, and, you know, sliding in a little, but I think sometimes that, especially for an awards show, I feel like it just goes too far sometimes.
To what she's going at here, quote, I tried to get them to let me do it last year, but they were like, whoa, it's too far. But I go way back with these people. Let me make fun of Luke Combs, please. I really enjoy the way she handles herself in the public eye. I feel like she really gets it.
She's just lighthearted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not, you can see where sometimes this stuff happens and it is, but it's maybe a little malicious in intent, you know, like a little bit of a twist the knife a little bit, but she doesn't seem like that.
No. She really does seem to have not only a handle on things, but a handle on life in general, it seems like. Again, Lainey co-hosted last year with Luke Bryan, Peyton Manning, wants to keep the same playful tone this year around. She quoted as saying, if I can poke fun at people, we're good. We're going to do it. 59th Annual CMA Awards will air live from Nashville on Wednesday, November 19th on ABC. I'm looking forward to hearing the fall out from that one. Dolly Parton had to cancel her upcoming residency in Las Vegas. We've talked about that. We covered it and everything. Dolly is doing pretty well, but her doctors did ask her to take it a little easy. And that's what's most important. It's very disappointing to, you know, I'm sure people that bought tickets and were really looking forward to seeing Dolly Parton. But there is some good news from this one, because fellow country star Tim McGraw is going to be jumping in her place. It's called Tim McGraw Live in Vegas, and it'll be a special limited engagement at the Coliseum and Caesars Palace on December 4th, 6th, 12th, and 13th, right in the middle of the National Finals Rodeo Week, which was kind of a good combination here. Tim's new shows take over several dates originally planned for Dolly Live in Vegas while she recovers from some medical procedures. People have already planned to be in Vegas to see Dolly. Can't be too upset, because Tim gives a pretty darn good show himself. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, I just did a story, I think, last week on Tim McGraw dealing with, just had two back surgeries. He's had a couple knee surgeries. He's not exactly in, you know, prime condition himself, and he ain't no young chicken, although you couldn't tell by looking at the guy, because he looked great. He went with the shaved head look. Looking good. Mm-hmm. It looks good. He's wearing a cowboy hat half the time anyway, so why not shave it? But, you know, he's... I don't know that I don't want to make over exaggerated or anything like that. He's doing okay, but he's not in the greatest condition either. So for him to take over for this, I feel like is a real tip of the cowboy hat to him to do that. I don't know how you come up with a bigger name than Dolly Parton right now in pop culture. I don't know if there's a bigger name. I just said everything I did about Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, any of these artists you want to talk about, they don't have the years and the decades of building fan base like Dolly Parton has. So I don't know if there generally is a more popular or well-known name than Dolly Parton. Who you get to follow that up is very, very difficult. Tim McGraw, a very solid backup plan. Very solid.
I think, too, though, she has, because of her longevity, her fan base isn't going to, you know what I mean? If she was the latest, hottest, greatest thing right in this minute, and then she had to cancel, people would be losing their minds. I think that people feel a connection with her, and you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people's, I'm sure some met people are mad, but like, they want her to be better. You know what I mean? Like, yes. There's a level of understanding when you have a longevity with your fan base. And but I do know, I mean, I know some people that actually had tickets for Vegas because they just, you know, just seemed like the perfect opportunity to see her. But Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. And maybe it can work out to happen again, because I think that, you know, a lot of people really, truly wanted to see her. And he is no slouch in concert. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will, people who, you know, take the opportunity will love it.
When you first told, we're talking about seeing Tim McGraw in concert, you talked about it so highly, you got me to, like, I got to see him. And that was before I really knew his music. Now that I know his music better and everything, I really want to see him live. I heard he gives a great show. I will say this about Dolly Parton. I would not count her out as far as doing shows in the future. Mm-hmm. I imagine that she's going to want to do this, especially with this woman. If Dolly, like, and we've heard her talk about this in interviews for decades and everything. If she doesn't get something done, she's going to keep trying till she gets it done. She does not quit. That is not a human being that knows how to stop. So she's going to perform as long as she literally can walk and sing and breathe and everything.
But I think it's also really cool that she said, hey, my health is more important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of performers just would have pushed through.
Yeah.
And maybe not had great shows, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like put their health at risk. And I don't know. I give her credit for that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more about her fan base, that this is a fan base that where they're more, is she okay, than disappointed. And I think that's pretty cool. And mm-hmm. it says a lot about her and her fans. Wanted to mention a couple of local things going on in our area. We have a great production beginning coming up next weekend on the 24th with our good friends at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Legally Blonde, the musical, is coming up October 24th through November 1st. Their shows are mainly at 7 o'clock. They do have a 2 o'clock matinee on October 26th. It's a fun show based on the movie. They got a great cast, big cast. And not only are these great shows, but they're a great way to enjoy some local theater. You're in the Stevens Point area, you want to check out a show, head on over to the Century Theater on October 24th through November 1st and check out Legally Blonde, the musical. Break a leg. Shout out to the whole cast and crew. Enjoy yourselves. Hope it goes well. They're going to have a good time with that one. That's a fun show. And I wanted to remind everybody that it's a Thursday. By now, I'm sure that most of you are in the habit of knowing, well, that means I'm going to get a new WFHR newsletter. Well, go ahead and sign up if you haven't already at WFHR.com. Sign up for that newsletter. And while you're there, go ahead and get us your recipe. We are doing something fun for our 85th anniversary coming up in November. We're putting together a cookbook. We haven't done this in over 30 years. So we're collecting recipes from our community. And if you are a listener and you're out there somewhere, wherever you're listening to us, we want to get your recipe. You can get it to us. You can submit your recipes on our website, WFHR.com. If that doesn't work for you, reach out to us. We'll figure out a way to get your recipe into the book. If your recipe is submitted and it gets into the book, you'll get a free copy of the cookbook. And this is something, we're not doing this to make money. We're doing this because we wanted to have some fun with it, wanted to get it out there for people and celebrate our community. It's a love letter to our community.
I made myself a note the last time I was here, and I forgot till you just said it.
I knew that was going to happen. I didn't want to say anything, but I knew that was. You're busy. You got a lot going on. You got a lot on your plate.
No excuse.
And we know that you're out there. You're very busy. So if you have the time, please submit that recipe. We are going to be probably wrapping this up in the next week or two, because we've got to get this to the publishers and we got to get this stuff going and everything. So get that recipe to us sooner than later. You get it done, and that way you don't have to worry about it or make yourself a note that you'll forget. Terry, we encourage you to get on WFHR.com right now and sign on up for that, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, get to our news, sports, entertainment, take care of that, take care of our partners. And when we come back, we got some fun stuff to get into, like our favorite season. What is our favorite season? We got a list of that and get into more things afterwards on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. A couple of werewolves of rapids. Nicely done.
That wasn't so good. It was a little wobbly.
It's right on the, you know, just improv, just pulling it out. That's good. That's good. Didn't have any time to practice. We are going to have some fun. We're going to get into an interesting one here. And I want audience participation. 715-424-2600. Call up or join us through the Civic Media app as well. You can always text us through the app if you'd like. We're talking favorite season. That time of year again. What is your favorite season? Well, a new updated 2025 survey kind of brings it home. Fall, it continues to be our favorite season. Fall is the favorite season. 39 to 45% of people voted for that. Spring was second with 22-26% of people. Summer, not too far behind at 21-24%. And winter, wrapping things up at 10-11%. Now, this survey was clearly not taken in the Midwest, where all these seasons are combined year out. We don't really get to choose what our favorite season is. We get a little bit of it every day.
All right, what's your order?
Mine is one through four. Mine is so fall first. I love fall. I would say that summer is next, followed by spring and winter. But I don't think my percentages would be very far apart of any of these, because as I'm getting older, I'm finding more things I like about winter. Like most people out there, I don't like the cold. I hate the slosh and you know, some of that wet cold. There's nothing worse than wet socks. But there's more and more about winter that I'm enjoying the older I get. And I blame my papa for this. My papa was apparently the same way. I didn't know this, but I was talking to my dad a couple weekends ago about it. And I'm like, you know, we were talking about the summer and the end of summer and getting ready for fall and winter. Where the snowblower is. We're talking about those things. And he was kind of like talking about winter. And I'm like, you know, I'm not dreading it. I don't find myself. In fact, last year I was like this too. Oh no, winter's coming. I'm like, oh, winter's coming. All right, you know, we'll deal with it. It doesn't really faze me anymore. My dad was like, "Whoa, you're like Pop," and he starts telling me how my papa hated winter for a long time, moves up here, living in Rome, and end up falling in love with winter, like where it's his favorite season. So I don't know, I think that it's kind of a fun way of looking at this too. I'm pretty sure that when we're young, it's summer, end of list. Like, I don't know that we really think too much about this stuff.
Because of the season or because of no school?
Because of no school. Yeah. I don't think it has anything. If there was no school in winter, I think it'd be the same thing. Winter would probably be the favorite one. I think winter gets like kind of the last straw of things.
Bad rap.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't know. Now, I know how this goes for you. How would you put this in order for
fall,
you?
Winter, summer, spring.
Mm-hmm.
The last two are interchangeable.
They really are. They're not a huge difference, I don't think. Especially, again, here in the Midwest, where who can tell? If you didn't know if you didn't have a calendar and they just dropped you in the middle of June or July, good luck trying to figure out if it's summer or spring or whatever. It might even feel like fall sometimes. But we want to know what your favorite season is out there, everybody. What makes that your favorite season? For me, I think autumn is, and why I think it is for a lot of people out there, is there's such an accumulation of things going on. Leaves changing, temperatures changing, kind of a change in mindset almost. Even if you haven't been in school or you don't have kids in school, most of us went to public school and your brain just can't help but going, okay, kind of almost resetting. All right, we're starting things over here and everything.
Getting a new routine.
August or, you know, September, as it might be, at the beginning of September, can almost feel like New Year's in some ways, which is kind of funny because Rosh Hashanah is usually around that time, which is Jewish New Year. But it really can have that feeling of a new start, kind of a new beginning and everything.
I think another thing I love about fall is that I'm starting to think about Christmas.
Yeah. You're not alone on that one. Again, that's one of those ones I think not only my Nana, but a lot of people look forward to about it. I think every season has its advantages and disadvantages. It's just how many of those are on your list. You know, we could put together a list. Everybody's is going to be different. And I feel like I'm not alone in this one. As you get older, whether it's appreciating winter or liking winter, or maybe it's just it just doesn't faze you anymore.
I don't know. I like it.
One of the things that I like about winter that I used to dislike about winter, I was the exact opposite about when I was younger. I've always thought, especially living in Wisconsin, in winter we just live in shacks. We're just going from one building to the next. That's all we're doing. We're not really, we just want to get inside as quick as we can. But as, again, I've gotten older and everything, not only am I doing more outdoor activities in winter and stuff, but just going for walks in winter, just being out. And then there's the other side of it of, we're living we're indoors a lot more, which means we actually get to see people more. We're doing things more with people. I think, with the pandemic and the fallout of that, we just don't get out as much. We don't do as much as with each other, whether it's making plans or having people over to the house or some of that stuff. I feel like in the winter, we're almost forced to do that, which kind of I like that we see each other more a little bit. It feels like it, at least.
Winter walks are the best.
There is something about being outside in winter and the silence of winter that it brings. There's nothing like it. And I don't know. I know it's one of my favorite parts. Given that this fall is such a distinct season, it only makes sense that those who fall in love with fall also display unique characteristics throughout the time of year. For women, they often are wearing more chunky sweaters and drinking more drinks that they wouldn't drink otherwise, whereas men are wearing more flannels. This is just things that they're adding on the article here and everything. I think they're trying to be funny, but I'm not sure.
I'm not wearing a chunky sweater in the spring. Well, early spring, maybe.
One of the things that does come up in the article is we tend to be a little less couch potato in the winter, which I found that really interesting. But the survey that they were collecting here, we tend to be a little bit more active in the winter.
That is interesting, but I wonder if it is because of that whole, like, we're spending so much time inside that we're more conscious about what we're doing.
Yeah. I think it's a little of that, and I think you can only binge so much stuff.
But I'm also fine with a fire in the fireplace and a good book and not moving.
Yes. And one other part of this that I thought was interesting, and you can find the article, pollsandinsights.com, they ask what your favorite season is compared with, on average, how many hours of sleep do you get each night and how the season affects that. So 5%, the people that love spring, they tended to get under 4 hours of sleep and 4 to 8 hours of sleep. For those that loved summer, it was 8% of people were dealing with that lack of sleep. Fall, it was increasing a little bit. And then winter, it really increased, where people kind of feel like they get to their normal sleep in the winter more than they do in the other 3 months. And it's pretty overwhelming, the numbers of it. Like, it overwhelmingly, by this survey, that was one of the more consistent things they saw. In spring, we get the least amount of sleep. Summer, it's almost as bad. And then fall gets a little bit better, and winter gets a lot better. Kind of interesting. Maybe, low-hanging, data. Maybe most people would have figured that out on their own. I thought it was kind of interesting to see the survey, because that's, for me, a lot of these surveys, all the things we were saying earlier about context is important, and you can only take them so far. But I think a lot of the time, it's not so much telling you something you didn't know, but confirming something that you thought or felt. I think a lot of these surveys tend to do that, at least in the many years I've been doing this and how many surveys we've talked about over the years. It feels like it's more so of that than, oh, whoa, that's mind-changing. I never heard of that, or I never knew that. It just tends to be a little bit more of kind of confirming things that you may or may not have already known. It's an interesting one. Interesting. Maybe not as interesting as this one, Terry. I want to get some good stories of the day here. We got more coming up for you, but I wanted to touch on this one right here. A Maryland man used the ages of his grandchildren to play the state's lottery bonus match 5 game, and yep, you know where this is going. He won $50,000.
Wow, sounds like college accounts for the grandchildren, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're one of the grandkids, you got to get in on that, right? You got to. Essex resident John Lang told Maryland lottery officials he took a one-month break from buying lottery tickets that ended with a trip to Mace Liquors on Mace Avenue in Baltimore County last week. And then he goes on to say, Lang bought a bonus match 5 ticket, selected numbers that corresponded with the ages of his grandchildren. He returned to the store the next day and handed his ticket to the clerk and asked them, he quote, I asked them to check my numbers. They said, Mr. John, you just won $50,000.
That's sweet.
Lang said his prize money will go towards home improvement projects and saving for the future. And yes, the grandkids.
I mean,
kind of got it.
You kind of use their info.
You kind of have to. It's kind of funny. He didn't have to share this. You know, I like that he shared the story. I love when people share these stories of where they come up with these numbers.
Yeah, the logic behind their number.
Yeah. I actually find that to be the only really interesting part of this. People winning money, more power to them.
Right?
Doesn't really care. Yeah, we hear it every day. There's a different story about somebody winning the lottery and some wild reason, or they weren't even going to buy a lottery ticket and then they did. I like these stories more about the ones where they come up, how they come up with the numbers.
That's great.
I don't know that I ever would even think about that. I wouldn't know where to begin. You know, I would be terrible at that kind of thing.
Well, you could use my birthday and then, make an agreement that I get half the money then.
So I got that. I got some of the, okay, so I got a couple of numbers. And all right, maybe I'll just use my kids' ages for the rest. I don't even know how many numbers that is. It's probably too many numbers. I don't know. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll get an update from our United Way. We got some good stories of the day, and we'll get into our schedule all coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Before that, we get into our schedule, some good stories of the day. And Terry, wanted to just get one more update from you with our friends at the United Way. I know you guys are going to be joining us next week for a Rapids Rat Report, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we'll get more into some things then. But did want to touch on stuff as long as we had you in studio.
Yeah, we're still recruiting volunteers for our Day of Caring, which is on Saturday, October 25th. So we do encourage you to join us that morning. Free hot breakfast at the Grand Rapids Lions Club starts at 8 a.m. Then you get your raking assignments and head on out to get those, you know, a yard or two cleaned up depending upon the size of your group. Pre-registration is appreciated, to make sure there's enough pancakes, of course.
Yes, yes.
But then also to make sure that you get your t-shirt. So if you visit uwswac.org, there is a spot to register for Day of Caring for you and or your team. Indicate your shirt size. If you have, if you're under 18, we have a parent waiver that needs to be signed, and then you are good to go. And we look forward to seeing, you know, about 450 people next Saturday joining us to rake.
When we're talking to people nowadays, and you hear them talk about whether it's a vacation or just their weekend, they want memories. They want to make a moment. They want things that are going to last, that they're going to be able to look back on. That's Day of Caring. That's what this event is something that for years later you'll be remembering, along with that cool t-shirt that you'll be able to wear and stuff and promote the United Way and promote our area.
And it's a light lift. I mean, it's leaves literally a light lift, but literally. It's also, it's a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not a whole day or multiple days. We're just asking you to come on out and, you know, give us a hand. Many hands makes light work, and we still need some more hands. So, please hop on our website and sign up, you and or, your family, your team, your friend group, you know, whoever it might be. We certainly appreciate that. And then, of course, this is campaign time for us. Mm-hmm. So we are very actively promoting, donating, you know, pulling out your purse, your wallet, your checkbook, whatever it is, and making a monetary contribution to the community. All dollars given local, stay local. And we're making a huge impact with our friends, family members, neighbors that are in need or maybe are on the bubble of qualifying for services or not. And this is a way to give a hand up to folks and help them become, and work on their financial security. And what does that look like going forward? So this is a great opportunity. No gift too small. And of course, no gift too large.
Yeah. And you can guarantee that 100% of what you donate is going right back into the community. That's what the United Way does. And knowing that you are doing that, knowing that you are able to do that, it's one of the greater feelings you're going to feel. It's a wonderful investment. It's a great way to impact the future and all the great programs the United Way does. And the way that the United Way has our back, let's have theirs. Be a part of the campaign season, and certainly volunteer to be a part of Day of Caring if you can. uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage if you haven't already. uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. Share their posts on your pages. Never know who might see it otherwise. And big thank you to you, Terry, for the updates. We appreciate it. I also wanted to touch on our schedule today. We got a great Rapid Support lined up for us. And speaking of the United Way, old school United Way member, Ben's going to be with us from UW Extension. Ben and I are going to be talking about some fun topics. He's got a good one for us today. We'll be getting into that on the Rapid Support. And then in part two, our second episode for the day, we're visiting Rome with our friend Jillian and the gang at Visit Rome and the Bureau over there and talking about the Rome area, putting a little spotlight on that and some of the great highlighted things that are going on out there. We'll be talking about all of that coming up. We have got some great stuff on the radio dial for you tonight right here at WFHR. It's a puck night. Wisconsin men's hockey taking on Minnesota State. 6:30, the puck drops for that one. Love Badger hockey. Back on the radio dial. Looking forward to it. Keep in mind, we will have that second game of that series on Friday at 6:30. We'll also have Playmakers for you on 105.5. And River Kings hockey kicks off this weekend. Home ice advantage begins this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Southwick County Rec Center, 7 o'clock, the puck will drop. Be there. Show them what home ice advantage is and root on your Kings as they build hockey up and down the river all season long. Oh, I'm excited about this. Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing today over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4. Join them every first and third Thursday of the month. One of the better bands you're going to hear. Be sure to check them out. A lot of fun. Free admission, though donations are accepted. Help out our good friends at the Cultural Center. Bring attention to this. Spread the word about Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor and taking a great show today or every first and third Thursday of the month over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 East Street South, right here in Rapids. And our good friends at Focus are helping out again today. Focus Neighborhood Meals are available at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. The doors open about 4:30, 5:45, somewhere around there. Seatings usually begins around 4:15. The Sparhawk building, you can't miss it. That's where all this takes place. Big shout out to Sparhawk Trucking opening their doors to Focus and having them over there. Focus Neighborhood Meals available today, starting at about, they're going from 4:30 to 5:45 over at 2321 West Grand Avenue. And you've heard us mentioning this a number of times. I just wanted to bring it up again once more. We'll do this again tomorrow, too, of course. The Historic Point Boss has their Spirit Walk going on this weekend and next weekend. So Saturday, October 18th, and Saturday, October 25th, from 6 to 8:30-ish, you can get on over there, take in this wonderful walk. It's an evening of haunted history, storytelling, and guided lantern-lit tours. Learn from the individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves and their version of haunted history. Keep history alive and check out all the good things that our friends are doing at Historic Point Boss at historicpointboss.com. Be sure to check that out, everybody. A big thank you to them. They joined us on Rapid Support the other day. It was a lot of fun. Have some world good stories that I want to get into as well. Animal rescue workers on Long Island shared a video after they used a remote control car to rescue a stranded kitten. It was in a storm drain and wouldn't come out. So they put the car in one end, then grabbed the kitten when it ran out of the other side. They called it working smarter, not harder.
I mean, fair enough. So they kind of chased it out, huh?
Yeah.
I was thinking, what about the laser pointer?
Oh,
why didn't they just use that?
Yeah, that might have been good, actually. I mean, them even doing this. Like, you know, putting the time and effort into this to do this to help out this animal is really cool.
But it was some cute little kid's kitty.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
That is cute.
And like, creative.
And smart. I mean, if a remote control car is, like, smacking into you, you're going to move,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that is awesome.
And they got to use a remote control car in an underground.
Right?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the cat wants nothing to do with the remote control car.
Yeah, the cat's
car.
Like, the car, what the cat took are off you right doing?
Away. That's awesome. A woman in Northern Ireland just graduated from college with a degree in English literature, which wouldn't be newsworthy, except she's 90 and
oh,
a great-grandmother. She enrolled in the 1960s but had to drop out when she got married. Her message to people, it is never too late.
Always keep learning.
I've been saying this for a long time. It's not as, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the age is.
If agree.
The dog wants to learn, it can learn. A family in Kansas recently went to get food at their favorite taco stop, but the credit card machine was down, so they didn't have cash. So they figured, oh, well, until a random guy just handed them $100. They offered to Venmo him, but he refused and said dinner was on him that day. A reporter tracked the guy down, and he said he grew up poor and just was paying it forward. Nothing more, nothing less. And how's this for karma? The taco place loved it so much, they gave him a voucher that gets him free tacos for the rest of the year.
Super cool. I love it.
Smart on that taco place.
Love it.
That's a very smart move by them. And just a fun story. That's a good story right there. There's a lot of good stories out there. We encourage you to let us know about them. And, of course, let us know about your Halloween events. If you're a nonprofit group and you're hosting a Halloween activity or an event this month, please be sure to let us know about it. You can email us info@WFHR.com or give us a call 9 to 5 Monday through Friday at 715-424-1300. Get your event to Pam and we'll get it on the airwaves. We appreciate everybody who's already gotten us all these events. We'll be talking about the Auburndale Forest Pumpkin Glow tomorrow a little bit more, Terry. Thanks for letting us know about that. And, of course, all you that have already gotten us once. Next week, we'll start getting Halloween times out there. We'll be updating you on that. We're looking forward to it.
I kind of miss trick-or-treat sometimes.
Yeah, me too. Great show today, Terry. Thanks for hanging out with us.
You bet.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.